Today's message for Saturday, 22nd of January, 2022. The topic for today is Be an answer as often as you can. Written by Reverend Oluwamwiawa Okasende. Our memory verses. And David said to Saul, Let no man's heart fail because of him, thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine, 1 Samuel 17 verse 32. It is good to be a blessing. But to get to the top in life, we must go beyond giving material things to those who may not have. We must seek to provide solutions to challenges around us. There are basically two kinds of people in the world, those who create problems and those who provide solutions. Only the latter become great in life. You should be a solution, providing answers to problems. Every solution you provide will eventually bring you provision and qualifies you for a position at the top. David was a consistent solution provider from the time he was a poor little boy. Indeed, he was an answer at every phase of his life. When his father needed someone to take care of the family livestock business, David was the solution. Also, he was always on hand to run errands for his father. Again, there was a time problem arose in the government of Saul, and there was a need for a spiritually alert musician to deal with the king's affliction. A search was conducted and the solution was found in David, 1 Samuel 16 verse 16 to 19. Finally, in the battle against Goliath, David put his life on the line to save his country. With a sling and a stone, he secured a fascinating victory against the Philistine, putting an emphatic end to an enemy who had held a whole national army to ransom. Because he was consistently an answer, David ended up as the ultimate leader in Israel. Friends, seek to be an answer everywhere you find yourself. Ask yourself what you can do to change things for the better. Then go ahead and do it. When you do, you might just have taken a step to a higher level in life. Further Bible reading. 1 Samuel 17 verse 17 to 37. Exercises. 1. What fresh insights did you gain from the above message? Please write it down in your journal. 2. What would be your prayer points and what are the steps you will take? 3. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with your friends and loved ones. Thank you. God bless you.